everybody. My name is John Moore. This is my first podcast for iAccessibility. Although I hosted my own podcast for many years that some of you may remember. So today I'm going to be demonstrating the Olympus LSP4 digital recorder. This came out, I believe, last year. I got mine late last year. I got my first one late last year, and then I had to replace it a few weeks ago with another one, not because of anything bad, but because it was lost and has quite frankly never been found. I'm not going to go into very much about the recorder today. I'm just going to give you a basic idea of what it can do and take you through the menus. But we're not going to go into a lot of advanced features today. Now, I have three Olympus recorders. I'm recording this on an LS100, and then I have an LS14, and then I have the LSP4. And I was not intending to have three. It just came about that way. I'd wanted an LS14 for years, and I got one used, and then I could not resist when an LS100 was available brand new. It hadn't even been opened on Amazon, so I bought that recently. So I have recorders for different projects. But today I'm going to focus on the LSP4. The LSP4 is, to put it the best way, a DS50 with an attitude. If any of you remember the old Olympus DS50 that was popular, I think it came out in 2007 with the detachable microphone and things like that. I think it was made for maybe 1 or 2 years. I don't know exactly when it went off the market, but I owned one, and I know a lot of people that owned one. This is basically a DS50 with an attitude. They took some of the best features of most of their recorders and put it into a slimline design that is about the size of the DS50. If any of you remember what the DS50 looked like, I'm not very good at giving exact dimensions, so I'm not going to do that here. But it is a really small, I would say it's about the size, it's a little bit larger than a cigarette, probably. That's probably the best way I have to describe it. It is very small, real skinny thing, and it can easily fit in a pocket, very, very easily. It's a great unit. So let's start with a description of the recorder. So on the top we have the tray mic, the three microphone system that made the LS14 what it was. So you have two cardioid microphones on each side of an omnidirectional microphone in the center. This recorder is rectangular, I might add. So the cardioid microphones stick out the top. They're little, small, circular things. You can feel them. And then in the center, you have the omnidirectional microphone. On the left-hand side, you have the spring-loaded switch that most Olympus recorders have. You put it up. It's in the hold position. You hold it down for a second to turn it on and off. And below that, you have the slider for the USB connector. This actually has its USB connector built in. So when I slide this down, as you heard, the USB dongle popped out. And so this recorder does not need a USB cable. It is built in. Let me slide, and if you slide that back up, it gets out of the way. So that's really nice. On the top, right below the microphones, is the display. Below the display are three function keys, F1, F2, and F3. F2 is the menu button. I think F1 is the folder list. That's not something I really play with. And like I said, I'm not going to go into a lot of the advanced features. Below that are the transport controls. You have the stop button on the left, and on the right you have the record button, which is a little bit bigger. And below that is the navigation cross. You have up, down, left, right, and enter. And as you can hear, they have a nice click to them when you press them. Below that on the left is the erase button. And on the right is the this recorder apparently has Bluetooth. I haven't figured out how to work it. So we're not going to go into that right now. On the right-hand side, there is a microphone input at the top. It's an eighth-inch external microphone input. So for the if you have like binaural microphones or different types of microphones, and below that is a line-in jack. On the back is the battery door. You have a little speaker on top, and then you have the battery door. The battery door is really easy. You push down and back. There's a little button, and you push down, and then you pull back a little bit, and the battery door opens. The battery door does not come off, but it can be put out of the way very easily. Now, one thing I have to mention here, and that is this recorder, in addition to having internal memory, also has an SD card slot, and I actually had to get sighted assistance to help with this. The SD card slot is right above the battery. It's like under the door. I literally could not find it tactily. I literally could not find it tactily. I had to get somebody to try and find it. The guy that was helping me goes, "It's because it looks like a micro SD card itself." And so it's really hard to get in. I have heard it said that if you can get by without an SD card, you should because it drains the battery. I haven't had experience with very much battery drain because of it. I've got a 2 gig micro SD card in there, in addition to 8 gigs of internal memory that this recorder has. There's the LSP2, which has 4 gigs of internal memory. Sorry, you're hearing people out in the hall of my apartment complex, my apartment building. The battery is it takes one AAA battery, and this recorder has the ability to charge nickel metal hydride AAA batteries. It has a charging circuit, so you can hook it up, and so really you only need one battery if you intend to use it. And the battery life is, as on all Olympus recorders, very impressive. I don't know the exact battery life that this has. I think it's like 30 or 40 hours of battery life on one. I have a nickel metal hydride AAA battery in there that I can just charge. I hook it up to my computer when I want to charge it and charge it. This recorder has that going for it. It does give you the ability to recharge the battery that's in it, whereas the other Olympus recorders, at least the ones that I have, the LS14 and the LS100, the LS100 can charge its battery, but the LS14 cannot. You have to take the batteries out and get, if you're like me, you have an external charger. Let's get into the meat of this, shall we? I'm going to turn on the and by the way, I'm going to close this podcast with a recording that made on the LSP4, so you can hear what it actually sounds like. Oh, whoops. Okay, I'm very sorry. I messed up earlier. I did not mean to do that. On the jacks on the right-hand side, the top one is the headphone input, and below that is the built-in microphone input. Is the external microphone input. I am really sorry about that. I don't know why I forgot. I don't know why I forgot about that because I was just using it last night. Okay, so anyway, no, the only one that has a dedicated line in is the LS14. Okay, so let's turn on the recorder. You can hear what it sounds like. Now, I am not going to take you through initial setup, but I will say this. Unlike the previous generation of Olympus recorders, we can set the clock independently. Every function on this recorder has voice guidance, including setting the clock. So I'm going to turn the recorder on by, so I'm not going to take you through initial setup, but what's going to happen is that when you turn it on for the first time, you are going to get the the first thing you're going to get is it's going to tell you, please select the type of battery that you are using or something like that. And you use the up and down arrow keys on the cross to choose the battery. So you choose either alkaline or nickel metal hydride, and then you press enter, which is the middle button on the D-pad or on the cross. And then it says to adjust the clock. You use the up and down arrow keys to move between hours, like eight, 9, 10, 11. You use the left and right arrow keys to move between the different options, the different tabs. So you've got hour, minute, day, hour, minute, month, day, and year. And then when you're done with all that, you press enter, and then it asks you if you want voice guidance, and you go to on and press enter if it's not already there. So that's what it's going to be like. Now I will show you, I'm not going to actually set anything, but I'm going to show you what that is like by taking you into the menu itself. Okay, so let's turn the recorder on. Now I don't have anything on here right now, so there won't be anything necessarily to hear from the built-in speaker except for the voice guidance. So let's turn it on, and I hope that you're able to hear this fine. Okay, so we are at the home screen now. If I press the enter key, now I'm in the folder list. Let me press F1 to get out of there. Okay, if I and then if I was to like if I was to go into a folder here, if I press enter now, and there aren't any files, but what you would do is you would go down through the file list and press the enter key on the one you wanted to play. Okay, let's press F1. That's the home button. We'll get out of there. I forgot. Excuse me. I've used the LS100 so much that I forgot that that F1 was the home button, because that it is on the LS100. But all, the thing is, I am used to having a dedicated play button, and so that's why I did that earlier. So I apologize. And like I said, this one is it's more like the DS50 in its operation. Now, I'm going to take you into the menus real quick, and there are only so we're going to I'm going to take you through the different ones. So F2, which is the now I might add that the function keys are tactically different. The F1 key has one dot on it, the F2 key has a line on it, and the F3 key has two dots on it. F3, I don't know what that is, so I'm not going to bother with that right now. See, it does something, I think, with Bluetooth, but I don't know exactly what it is. So I'm going to press the F2 key, which is the menu key, and we're going to go into the menus real quick. Okay, now I'm going to take you down through the different menu options, menu tabs first before we go into them. So we're at the file menu. If I hit the down arrow,
Record menu.
record,
Play menu.
play,
Display and sound menu.
display and sounds,
Device menu.
and device.
File menu.
Okay, so those are your five menu choices. I'm going to take you through each of them at a glance. So if I press enter now on the file menu,
Voice detection setting.
voice detection, that is if you want to record, like it's speech recognition, I think. So if the recorder picks up a voice, it'll just start. I haven't played with it. That's a feature I don't really, that's a feature I've never used.
File lock setting.
File lock, that allows you to lock a file so that it can't be modified.
Sort by setting.
Hold on, what was that?
File sort by setting.
I'm not sure. I am not sure what that is. I'm sorry. I'm hearing impaired too, so sometimes I can't understand this.
File move and copy setting.
Move and copy. If you have an SD card, if you have a micro SD card, I'm sorry, you can move files between the internal memory and the SD card and vice versa.
File divide setting.
File divide, I think that allows you can split a file.
Partial erase setting.
Partial erase.
Trimming setting. Trimming setting.
Trimming. Haven't played with this.
Normalize setting.
this, you can normalize a file if you're in manual record. If you want to manually record, you can normalize your levels.
Fade in, out setting.
Fade in and out.
Property.
Properties. It, that won't speak anything if you press enter on it. I don't exactly.
Voice detection setting.
And then voice, and then voice detection. We're back around to the top. So I'm going to hit the left arrow to go out of here. And I think that menu actually came up because I have a micro SD card in there. I think if you don't have one, some of these I don't think are available. But don't quote me on that, please.
File menu.
Okay, so I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Record menu.
And now we're on the record menu. This is one that I think most people are going to be interested in. So I'm going to press enter.
Recording level setting.
Recording level, if I go in here,
auto
gain, that's what I use for the most part when I use this recorder, or you have
high,
middle,
low,
manual, and manual, so you can do it, you can adjust it, I believe, by using the up and down keys on the cross,
auto.
And then auto. So you have the auto gain, and then three preset sensitivities, and then the ability to adjust the levels manually. Okay, let's go in here.
Limiter setting.
Limiter, this has a limiter, like the LS14 and the LS100. If I press enter here.
Music.
I have two limiters, music and
voice. Off.
And off. I don't know why the music one is turned on, so I'm going to press enter and turn it off.
Offset.
Okay. And now I'm going to hit down arrow again, because what it does is it takes you out of the menu. It takes you out of that menu and back into the previous level. So if I hit the down arrow.
Recording mode setting.
Recording mode. So I press enter now.
MP3 mode setting.
MP3. Now, I'm going to tell you what is going to attract people to this recorder mainly, and that's in this menu right here. So it can do MP3.
PCM mode setting.
A PCM WAV and FLAC mode, for those that are fans of FLAC. Now, I use MP3.
MP3 mode setting.
And so I'm going to press enter, and I'm going to take you through what is available.
320 kbps.
Now, I record at 320. I make all of my recordings now at 320k. If I hit the up arrow.
64 kbps mono.
64k mono. 128k.
320 kbps.
And then 320.
64 kbps mono.
And then that's the monaural. I don't want to change anything in here, so I'm just going to hit the left arrow.
MP3. PCM mode setting.
Let's browse the PCM mode.
44.1 kHz, 16 bits.
Okay, there's 44.1, 16.
44.1 kHz, 24 bits.
There's 24.
48 kHz, 16 bits.
48k, 16.
48 kHz, 24 bits.
48k, 24.
88.2 kHz, 24 bits.
88.2, 24.
96 kHz, 24 bits.
96k, 24. You probably need a very high-capacity micro SD card if you're going to record at 96-bit. I don't know if you can do that with 8 gigs of, with only 8 gigs of memory on a long file. I'm not going to change, and then...
Monaural.
And then we're on monaural WAV, low quality.
44.1 kHz, 16 bits.
And then we're back at 44.1, 16. I don't want to change anything, so I'm going to left arrow out of here.
PC FLAC mode setting.
Okay, and this is FLAC. Let's go in here.
44.1 kHz, 16 bits.
Okay, there's 44.1, 16.
44.1 kHz, 24 bits.
44.1, 24.
48 kHz, 16 bits.
48k, 16.
48 kHz, 24 bits.
48k, 24.
88.2 kHz, 24 bits.
And then 88.2 and...
96 kHz, 24 bits.
And 96k, 24 bit.
Monaural.
And then monaural FLAC.
44.1 FLAC mode
okay,
setting.
Let's get out of there. And we're back at the menu, so I'm going to hit the left arrow again to back out of here, because I prefer to record in MP3.
Recording mode setting.
And then I hit the down arrow. And let me say that when you set that up, that becomes the format that you record in. That's why I didn't want to change anything. So, like, if you go into FLAC and you choose, like, you know, 96K and you press enter, set, you know, and it takes you out of that. And so I didn't want to change anything in there because I've already got it set up. Okay, so let's hit down arrow again.
Zoom mic setting.
Zoom mic. Okay, this is this gives you the ability to digitally basically make the microphone sound sound like they are at more of an angle or less than an angle that they are than they are. The microphones are positioned opposite each other at 45 degrees, giving you a 90 degree recording spectrum. These settings here allow you to digitally swing them, as it were. If you owned a Sony PCMD50, you know what I'm talking about, where you could do it physically. You could swing the microphones around. That's basically what this setting does. There's various presets in here that you can do. Let's just go through here real quick. I have it turned off. And then, so if I down arrow.
Wide 1.
Wide.
Wide 2.
Wide 2.
Wide 3.
Wide 3. And then, for some reason, that one doesn't speak. Oh, I'm sorry, it doesn't wrap. Okay, I'm sorry, it doesn't wrap. I forgot.
Wide 2. Wide 1. Off.
And then off, and then if I... I think that deals with, like, making it... It deals with swinging it probably to 120 degrees, like, digitally, and making them sound like they're 120 degrees apart. If I go up...
Zoom 1.
There's six zoom settings. And we're not going to play with anything in here, so I'm just going to hit the left arrow to go out.
Zoom mic setting.
We down arrow.
Low cut filter setting.
A low cut filter, you come in here, and it's just off and on.
Microphone select setting.
Microphone select. This gives you the ability to turn off the central omnidirectional microphone. So if I press enter here.
Central microphone on.
Okay, for me it's turned on. If I down arrow.
Central microphone off.
And then there's off.
Central microphone on.
Okay. And then let's just hit left arrow to get out of here.
Microphone select
and
setting.
And then hit down arrow.
VCVA setting.
VCVA, I am not entirely sure what this is. I know this was on the DS50, but I can't remember exactly what it is.
Voice synchro recording.
And then voice synchro recording, I think that is if you... you can basically turn it into a speech recognition thing, so it starts when it detects a voice. I think that's what that is. Again, that's something else I haven't played with.
Recording scene setting.
Recording scene. This is interesting. This will basically pre-configure the microphones to do certain things. So basically, their recording scenes are like environments that you're in. Now, I have made some recordings using different scenes, but I can't share them because they are confidential. Because they are confidential recordings. I work at American Printing House for the Blind, and I recorded two things using scenes. But I, like I said, I can't share them. But I'm going to take you through here just to show you what's available.
Off.
Okay, so off is what people would probably normally keep this on. If I hit the down arrow.
Lecture.
Conference.
Meeting.
Meeting. I have used that one, and I used that one when I recorded a particular presentation, and I think that it does a really good job if you're sitting towards the front of the meeting. It did a really good job at picking up the speaker. The speaker was on my right, and both mics picked him up. So that was really, really good.
Dictation.
Remember this, that this does inherit some stuff from the DS50, so it has a dictation mode if you're just dictating things to it.
Noisy situation.
This one I don't recommend people use, the noisy situation. I tried to record a Christmas party with it last year, and it sounded terrible. It basically gets rid of the bass, or at least it sounds like it's getting rid of the bass and several other frequencies, and it makes everything sound very muffled and whatever. Not very good for recording in an ambient situation, if you ask me.
Music,
I guess, for if you're hooking this up and you're recording, I guess if you're hooking up to a sound source or something.
DNS.
And I don't know what that one is.
Off.
And then off. So let's left arrow out of here.
Recording level setting.
And we're back to recording level. So let's left arrow out of here to get back to the top level.
Record menu. Play menu.
Okay, now we get to play.
Voice playback setting.
Voice playback, I am not entirely... Let me go in here.
Off.
And then
on.
Off and on.
Off.
I don't know what that actually does.
Noise cancellation,
well, in playback, that should be pretty self-explanatory.
Voice balancer setting.
Voice limiter.
Off. Voice balancer setting.
Or voice... Oh, balancer. Okay, I'm not sure what that is either.
Playback mode setting.
Playback mode, if I go in here.
Recorder.
Recorder.
Music.
Music.
Recorder.
Recorder. It, basically, what folder do you want it to play, like... What do you want it to play from? Because this can also double as an MP3 player.
Playback mode setting. Equalizer setting.
Equalizer.
Off. Rock.
Rock.
Pop.
Pop.
Jazz.
Jazz.
User.
User.
Off.
It has an EQ, because like I said, this can be an MP3 player too.
Equalizer setting. Skip interval setting.
Skip interval, that should be pretty self-explanatory. Let's go in here anyway.
Skip setting.
Skip.
Reverse skip setting.
And reverse.
Skip setting. File skip.
File.
10-second skip. 30-second skip. 1-minute skip. 5-minute skip. 10-minute skip. File skip.
And then the rest of it, and then the reverse menu is the same.
Skip. Skip. Voice playback setting.
And then we're back to voice playback. That's a menu I have not messed with, so I apologize. I don't really, I don't play things on this recorder. So let's go down.
Display and sound menu.
Okay, now we get to display and sounds.
Backlight setting.
Okay, we have the, just like the DS50, we have the backlight, so if I press enter here.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
5 seconds.
5.
Off.
Off. Let me press enter.
Offset.
Okay, I turn that off because I don't need it.
Contrast setting.
And then the contrast. This is the only part of this recorder that does not talk. However, the menu doesn't wrap, so if you don't want the... So, I just put the contrast at its lowest setting. So I press enter.
Contrast set.
Okay. And, that menu doesn't wrap, so you don't have to... And the beeps stop when you get to the top and bottom. So that's very handy.
LED lamp setting.
And then the LED lamp.
On.
Off.
Off.
Okay, I turn that off. I think the LED lamp is the light that's between the record and stop buttons.
Beep sound setting.
Okay, beep sound.
On.
Off.
Off.
On. I don't know why you'd want to turn that off, but okay.
Beep sound setting.
I mean, I can see a sighted person maybe wanting to turn it off. But I find it very handy, especially to know if you're recording or not.
Language select setting.
Language select.
English.
English.
Spanish.
Spanish.
French.
French.
Italian.
Italian.
Dutch.
Dutch.
Polish.
Polish.
Russian.
Russian.
Swedish.
Swedish.
Chinese.
Chinese.
Czech.
Czech.
Danish.
Danish.
German. English. German.
And German. So those are the languages that, those are the various languages that you have.
Voice guidance setting.
Okay, voice guidance. This is pretty important, so let's go in here.
On and off setting.
Okay, on and off.
Guidance speed.
Volume
setting.
And volume.
On and off setting.
And then the on and off setting. I'll show you how slow you can make it.
Guidance. Speed 5.
If I hit the up arrow.
Speed 1.
Speed 1. And then you can go, it goes 1 through 5.
Speed 2. Speed 3. Speed 4. Speed 5.
Okay, let me hit the left arrow.
Setting.
And then there's the volume setting for the guidance.
Volume 5. Volume 1.
Okay, that's 1. Of course, I can barely hear that.
Volume 5.
And it goes 1 through 5.
Voice. Intro playback setting.
Intro playback. That's if you want the on-off sound to play.
Off. 3 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
5 seconds. 10 seconds. Off.
Okay. I don't exactly know what that is. Again, some of these I have not, some of these I do not use. And so that's, I hate to sound like I don't know, but there are features of this I don't use. I'm just giving you a tour of the menus.
Intro playback setting.
So I'm not sure what the intro playback thing is. Maybe it adds a buffer. I don't know.
Speaker setting.
Speaker.
On. Off.
I wouldn't turn this off if I were you, unless you're going to use headphones with it a lot, because it disables the recorder's built-in speaker.
Speak. Backlight setting.
And then we're back at backlight. Let's hit the left arrow.
Display and sound. Device menu.
Okay, this is the last menu.
Memory select.
Memory select. So if I go in here.
Internal memory. Micro SD card.
Then I have a micro SD card in there, so if I was to hit enter, it would switch to the micro SD card. If you don't, it will say something like, no micro SD card detected or something like that.
Memory select. Power save setting.
Power save.
Off.
I have that turned off, but you can have it shut off after anywhere from
5 minutes.
5 minutes to
off. 1 hour.
To 1 hour. And it is in
5, 10 minutes.
It is in increments of 5.
30 minutes. 1 hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. It goes 5, 10, 20.
30 minutes.
Wait.
30 minutes. Off.
Okay, maybe it's 30. I'm sorry. I have a hard time understanding this sometimes.
Power save.
Okay, so there's power save.
Battery select setting.
Battery select. This is battery type. So let me just show you. I'm going to go in here real quick.
Nickel metal hydride battery.
Nickel metal hydride is what I have in there. Or you have?
Alkaline battery.
Alkaline. So just be aware of that. The charging circuit will not work if you have alkaline, and it's not recommended you do that anyway. Try to charge alkalines, because apparently it might ruin them. So let's get out of here.
Time and date setting.
Now this, I'm not actually going to set anything up, but I am going to go in here and show you how this works. Okay.
To adjust clock. Set time by using plus, minus, and right-left buttons. To start clock, press OK button located in center.
Actually, you know what? Okay, I'm going to do this because I need to set it forward. I need to set the clock forward an hour. Because this is on all of my recorders, actually. Well, I'm not going to do it on the other two. But on this one, because I can do it accessibly. So when we get on this, we are at...
10.
We are at the hour setting. Okay, so I set it to 12.
Set minute.
And then set minute.
Set month. Set minute.
And again, if I press the up and down arrows, the minutes will read.
Set month.
Month.
Set date. Set year.
Date and year.
Set hour.
They all read. So when you first get in this, you're on hour, and then you hit. I was hitting the right arrow to go between them. So I'm going to press enter now, because that's all I need to do.
Time and date set.
So I set it forward an hour. Now let's go down, because we're back in the previous level of menus.
Bluetooth setting.
Bluetooth. I'm not going to go in here because I don't actually know how this works.
USB setting.
USB. Now this is kind of important. So I'm going to go in here.
USB connection setting.
This is what type of connection you want the recorder to be detected as. What you want it to use. So if I press enter here.
AC adapter connection.
AC adapter. This is basically like if you hook it up to a computer, the computer will charge it and you can use the recorder, but it's basically the same as plugging it into a wall.
Variable.
Variable, it will ask you every time what you want.
PC connection.
A PC connection basically as a drive.
AC adapter connection.
And then AC adapter.
USB connection setting.
Okay, let's go. We have one more option in here, so let's go down.
USB class setting.
USB class.
Storage class.
A storage class, that's if you hook it up as a drive. Again, if you set up the PC connection instead of the AC adapter connection. Then you go down.
Composite.
Composite, you can actually use this as an external sound card. I when I was playing with my original, I hooked it up to the computer as a composite and JAWS started coming through the recorder's built-in speaker. It was quite amusing. So let me left arrow out of here because I don't want to change anything.
USB class setting. USB
and then
setting.
I arrowed again.
Reset setting.
Reset. You reset to factory defaults.
Format.
Format. Let me just explain real briefly how this works. So what you're going to do is you press enter here and then you choose If you have a micro SD card, you can choose between internal memory and micro SD card. And what you will do, because it'll say select start to begin formatting. So you're going to press the up arrow and it'll say start. You press enter and then you think that it's started, but it is not. You have to press the up arrow again and it'll say start and you press enter and then it does that. And then it formats it. So that is how you format your memory.
Memory information.
Memory information, that'll tell you like how much you have left, I think.
System information.
And then system information, like firmware update, things like that. And you press enter, that doesn't talk.
Memory select.
And then we're back at memory select. I'm gonna hit the menu button to get out of here. And now we are back at the home screen. Now, one more thing before I switch to the recorder itself. When you want to record, you press the record button on the top right. You heard it beep twice. That means that we're in record standby. If I press it again, we're recording. If I press the stop button, which is to the left of it, it stops. So that's an explanation of how that works. And if you want to play a file, you press enter on the home screen. You go here.
No file.
It says no file because I'm in folder A right now. So if I press F1, I am back at the home screen. And I went into record standby. So the recordings that I make will be in folder A. It defaults that way. So if you turn it off, the way you turn it off is you hold down that spring-loaded switch again. And you get that. I am now going to switch to the Olympus LSP4 so that you can hear what it sounds like. Now, I use auto gain control. I will say that right off. So you will hear that. But this is to give you an idea of what it sounds like with in normal operation. Okay, everyone, I am back. This time I am on the LSP4 recorder itself. And so this is an idea of what it sounds like. I'm in a very, very quiet room, so the levels are they're pretty low, because I've got everything turned off in my apartment. But this will give you an idea of what it sounds like. I may have to actually normalize this. So hopefully this will give you an idea of what this recorder sounds like. If you want to contact me, you can send me an email, johnm1642@gmail.com. I am happy to answer any questions you have. I am also in the WhatsApp group for iAccessibility, so you can find me in there and send me a private message if you would like. And I hope that all of you found this podcast informative. I know it probably wasn't the best because I'm not very good at, there were some menus that I didn't know what they did because there were some features I just don't use. And so I did really, and because I have three Olympus recorders, I forgot that this one actually didn't have a play button. You use the D-pad, the navigation cross the way you did on the old DS50. So I'm sorry about that. It was not intentional. When you have three of them, you can sometimes get the ones confused. So anyhow, I hope everybody enjoyed this, and thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by the IACast Network. We love hearing from you. Email us at feedback@iaccessibility.net. Got Twitter? Follow us at iAccessibility1. Facebook, search for iAccessibility. Download our free apps for iOS and Android, and keep up with all of our content at iAccessibility.net. If you'd like to donate to our show, hit the PayPal button on our website. Get early access to our outtakes with a donation at patreon.com/iAcast. Thanks for listening!